Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know what? Joe Biden gave a very good foreign policy speech the other day, but there are some aspects of his foreign policy I do not agree with and are starting to cause problems, and here's one of them. Donald Trump had negotiated agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras so that people seeking asylum in those countries had to go to the U.S. embassy or consulate first and apply for them there. Because a lot of asylum requests are not true asylum based on things like attacks on their race or religion, but they're basically economic opportunity refugees who call it asylum. And what Trump also did was impose a requirement that people who want to get asylum in the United States must wait in Mexico while their applications are being considered. And most people on the left felt, well, this is all wrong. And so Biden terminated those agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and eliminated the requirement that people stay in Mexico. That had an unintended consequence that is hurtful to the applicants and to the United States. There has been a surge of unaccompanied minors at our southern border. There were 1,530 unaccompanied minors who were dumped there by their parents in October. Once Biden won in December, there were 3,364, more than double. But we only have 2,700 beds left at that border for minors. And we have 3,364 in December alone, and it looks like it'll keep increasing. Now, the problem with that is, what do you do? You want to treat people humanely. They bring them in, they put them up, they have no parents. Their parents may say, well, we want to come in to be with them. And that's simply a way of getting in, contrary to law. Or what is the government supposed to do? Ask for foster parents and have this as an accomplished fact on the ground? It was a big mistake. I think that what Biden did was trying, in a kind of a gush of goodwill, to undo everything that Trump did. And a lot of what Trump did was mean-spirited. And when they put kids in cages and deliberately split them from their parents, that was disgusting and intolerable. But what's happening now is parents are just dumping their kids at the border and leaving. And what does the government do? It is a bad idea. I think that Trump should immediately go back to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, increase the financial aid we give those countries to try to make their society more decent and humane in terms of employment, in terms of fair treatment, training of their police, and so forth. But there is not a slaughter of people for religious and racial reasons down there. There simply isn't. They're poor countries, and they have a very, very corrupt and violent culture. And we should not simply have to say, okay, well, just dump your kids on the border and go away and we'll take care of them. That is just not right. And I think the idea of making people stay in Mexico while they apply, keeps the numbers down. And frankly, what's ultimately got to happen are reforms in these societies. Mexico itself is essentially a narco state. I mean, some of their top people are bribed by the cartels. This fellow Cienfuegos, former Secretary of Defense, they demanded he be returned. They let him go. We have hundreds of videotapes and other evidence where he is simply warning the cartels about our agents. They're starting to target our agents. They passed a law saying that our agents don't have immunity down there, that any contacts or any activities they're doing with the cartels have to be disclosed to the crooked government, who will then tip off the cartels. You can't have this in the United States. It's as simple as that. So I think that the Democratic Party has got to be a lot less naive very quick on immigration issues. Starting at our southern border, I've already talked about the Middle East past show, but in our southern border, if somebody wants to come here as a refugee from El Salvador, Guatemala, or Honduras, they should apply in those countries. And if they come up through Mexico, Mexico is supposed to stop them at the Guatemala border. They're not. They should stay in Mexico. And when these people are there, I think they should be immediately returned and their cases decided remotely. Otherwise, we're simply going to have people dumped and we don't have anywhere to put them. There is a consequence and a solution to something involved the University of Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin this year, Madison alone, is on track to lose $300 million because of the COVID pandemic. This has to do with loss of tuition, the dining halls, and all of the services UW provides. They're going to lose $300 million. That doesn't include UWM. That doesn't include the rest of the system. They're all losing a lot of money too. What's happened is we're starting to lose professors, some of the best professors. UWM in Milwaukee, where my dad was on the faculty for many years and a lot of relatives who are alums. UWM is an R1 research institution, one of the top 130 or so in the whole country, out of the many thousands of colleges, UWM. You can't pick a better college to go to than UWM, but a lot of it is because of research grants to professors and attracting good grad students. And with the UW system losing money and you have a hostile, gerrymandered Republican anti-intellectual legislature, some of them are leaving. We are seeing the Mississippiization of education in the state because of the Republicans. Because of the Republicans. One solution is, good news, there's a projection that Wisconsin will take in $1.2 billion more in the next biennium than we thought. We thought from retail sales, we made adjustments, and it turns out $1.2 billion. That should go to education. That should go principally into the UW system, to Madison and UWM and the rest of the campuses, and the remainder to public education around the state. It's got to go into education. We have a vandal Republican legislature who hates education. They hate anything modern. They hate any culture whatsoever. They're a degraded, servile group, Stepford Wives, Black Ops, Dark Money, androids. And they are slowly destroying our educational system. And COVID has helped them pile on. So be aware, $1.2 billion is at stake. They're going to want to give it back to a handful of donors. Don't let them do it. Evers will veto it, but they have, in the lame duck session, basically set themselves up as governor and attorney general. I think it's time for the Supreme Court to step in. Largely Republican, but the fact is that we have four justices up there who've shown a lot of independence, and hopefully they'll continue to do that. We go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Thank you. I'm glad you're talking about those fools, Republicans for the state of Wisconsin, specifically Robin Boss and his gang. They're responsible easily for, I'm going to say, 3,500 deaths in the state of Wisconsin by their ignorance, their lack of understanding science, and their possible co-conspiracy on the attack on our Capitol. All these Republicans have to be lumped into one category. They're illegal people. And here's why they're illegal. They took a vow and they swore, they held their hand up and they swore to protect the country from foreign and domestic enemies. They're domestic enemies. We have to confront them as such and say, look, you helped all these people lose their lives. You contributed nothing. You wanted to open. You said it was your right. Enough is enough. We're sick and tired. You know, you guys on your station do a wonderful job of educating people. My motto is don't alienate, educate. Once you educate them, they can't argue with common sense. So to all of that, including another guy that really has to be put up on charges is Ron Johnson. He is one of the chief co-conspirators. He's got to be charged. Nobody will do it. We both know it. Nobody will do it. But if we don't, we're just welcoming more anarchists, more of the same. Thanks again for giving giving me the time to speak my piece, and have a good day.
Thanks, Bill. As always, very, very trenchant on the money kind of comments. The Republican Party, frankly, is not the Republican Party that existed 30, 40 years ago. The Republican Party right now is a treason party. They sold us to the commie Ruskies because they stand with Trump, and whatever Trump wants, they want. Ron Johnson is a guy that said he didn't trust our CIA and FBI. He trusts Trump. Trump trusts Putin. The Republican Party used to be anti-communist. The Republican Party joined with the Democratic Party in protecting Eastern Europe and Poland and Latvia and Lithuania. They don't do that anymore. They betrayed them. And here they betrayed our country on the pandemic. I mean, you know, they're going to lift the mask order. You know, they want the mask order lifted. They voted. Now they're going to have litigation. Are you kidding me? That is elementary protocol around the world, around the country. These people are vandals. They're vandals. Bill, thanks very much for calling in. The next caller is going to win a T-shirt, Devil's Radio T-shirt. The fourth caller, the next caller will be the fourth caller, is going to win a Devil Radio T-shirt. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. The Ruskies are at work in our hemisphere. They're at work in South America and here today. You know what they're doing? They're putting out propaganda in Spanish. They use Spanish language people, and the propaganda they're putting out is to undercut the vaccines that we use and have developed from Pfizer and Moderna, and to tout their vaccines. So as a result, you know something? You know something? Argentina and Mexico are buying Russian vaccines. They're buying Russian vaccines. And we have people in our country who are vaccine resistant, hesitant, opposed to it. And Russia's playing this like a violin. Let me tell you something. Anything that's Russia oriented, I would ban it from social media. The poor people that take their vaccine, they come out and they say, boy, we have a real perfect record. Oh, yeah, you sure do have a perfect record. What you did was you tested it on political prisoners, grabbed them out of the jail, jabbed them and then cooked it. They said in a couple of their cities that they had, you know, a dozen COVID cases, a dozen. It turns out they had tens of thousands of people who mysteriously died of pneumonia. You know, but a dozen, they said, were COVID. You can't trust them. You can't trust them. You cannot trust them. You cannot trust them. Okay, we're coming up on a break. We have a fourth caller I'm going to take when we get back from the break. The fourth caller is on the line, is going to win the Devil's Radio T-shirt. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Stay on the lines. There's a lot more back after the break.